our lives started on a Christmas Eve a few years ago. A little bit of back in time. Amen. So many of us get lost in the shuffle and the bustle, the travels and the trials and tribulations of our Christmas seasons, that we get stuck outside of our peace that God gives us. When we get saved, He has a peace for us, don't He? That's one of the blessings that God has for us when we get saved, is a peace beyond any understanding that we can ever think possible. Amen? But a lot of times we get stuck in the world and Satan goes, "Ha ha, you ain't got no peace. You don't know what you're talking about. Especially at Christmas time. We get tied up, don't we? We get busy. We get rushing around. How many of y'all still rush around to buy presents? How many of y'all still rush around to go see your family? How many of you still rush around to do stuff outside of church stuff? Probably about all of us, amen? But that's the title for your message today, is Peace Possible. So I'm going to ask you, what do you want in your life? What do you want? What do you really want in life? Probably different than what we think we want, isn't it? What we really want is probably different from what we think we want in our lives. Money is one thing, isn't it? Money's not bad. Solves some problems. Saves times. You think it makes you happy. Don't really in the end, though, does it? Because money without God is still going to be destruction and problems in your lives. Amen? Some of us want to be happy married, don't we? It can be a good thing. Amen? Until it's not. Hey, I'm going to tell you, you're going to run over some problems in your marriage where you're like, "Wait a minute. Man, this marriage was peaceful. Now every time I come in the house, I feel like I'm getting yelled at, or cat bowls are getting thrown at me, or kitty claws are coming out to scratch." Amen? We want a happy marriage, don't we? Sometimes it's not always that way, is it? Sometimes the peace, Satan gets a peace inside of our marriage and takes that peace away from us. Amen? And the other thing is this. We want to be happy, don't we? We want to be happy, which is not a bad goal, is it? But it's based on happenings. Our happiness is a lot of time based on happenings, not in our heart, not for the peace in our heart that God offers to us. So what do you really want? Do you really want something that we think is happiness, or something that God says is happiness? Do we want our type of peace, or Christ-like peace today? Amen. Angels announced the birth of Christ, didn't they? Glory to God on the highest. What was the next part? Peace on earth. Look at that. As soon as God got here, get some peace down there. Amen. He brought peace with Him. Other parts say, "Peace be with you. Go in peace. Grace and peace be with you." Grace and popularity, power, riches, fame, grace and peace. God has abundance of blessing for us, don't He? Next week we're going to talk about some fun stuff. Next week we're going to talk about living in our blessings as our Christmas story. So I want y'all to be sure to be here for that one. But we want it all, don't we? What do you really want in life? A lot of times we don't know it, do we? Is it? A lot of times we don't realize what we really want and what we really need is peace. It's just peace beyond our understanding, peace in our hearts. Amen? Again, you got money in the bank, but no peace in your heart. You're successful outwardly, but you feel empty inwardly. I know I felt like that. How about you? You're married, but you don't have any peace. You're married, but you don't have peace. Your family may be running you, driving you crazy, not having peace in your life. In other words, what's in your house when you don't have peace? Chaos. And where's chaos come from? I promise you, chaos does not come from God.
Amen.
Amen. Chaos comes from Satan and a lie of the devil. But that's how he disrupts our happy, peaceful, godly marriages, is by throwing some chaos in the midst. Sometimes chaos looks like two little twin 4-year-olds. I'm just going to leave that there. And chaos goes crazy. Sometimes chaos in the house looks like a kitty that is storming through the house at like 150,000 miles an hour. See, for no reason. Just because, why? I'm going to tell y'all why. Just because they're cats. That's what cats do. If cats get bored, guess what? They treat themselves, don't they? They get themselves something to do. And sometimes that's running through your house. Sometimes they run at you, and what they do? They chaos on your leg. They jump up, they bite you, they airmail coming at you, they out-bomb you. They're just practicing, though, aren't they? But still forming chaos in your house. Makes you crazy sometimes, don't it? But we want peace, don't we? We all want peace in our lives. We all want peace in our houses. You know why? Because the opposite of peace is what? Tension. The opposite of peace is fear. The opposite of peace is anxiety. Amen? We got relationships, friends, family, misunderstandings that goes on. We disagree with people. We hurt feelings. Amen? We get our own feelings hurt, don't we? Sometimes we unforgive. We don't forgive people, do we? Because we don't have peace in our hearts. When we're living at the opposite of peace, we can never be happy in those relationships. Amen? So what do you really want in life? Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Everybody online, tight. I want peace in the comments. And again, that's your title today. Peace Seeking Possible. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, Lord, I ask you, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing and the message that you have for each one of us today, Lord, about the peace beyond our understanding, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. I ask you to be with us the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Everybody say it. Amen. Give me an amen in the comments. You're watching online. So your first scripture is going to come from Isaiah chapter 26. The book of Isaiah chapter 26. A little bit of context here for you first. It's in a season of fear and unsettledness that Isaiah prophesies a day of unbridled worship. Again, it's in a season of fear and unsettledness that Isaiah prophesies a day of unbridled worship. Your first scripture is Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 4, and it's the new NLT, New Living Translation, that says this. In that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. All whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is eternal, is the eternal rock. Amen. Look at that. I love Isaiah's promise in that. You will be kept in perfect peace. More familiar. We're more familiar with imperfect peace. Problems that we get through. Amen. I'm good. That's when we get our own imperfect peace. We think that we're good about it. Amen. I'm good. God, I'm trusting you. And then we throw out, God, where are you? When that peace don't line up with what we wanted to do, don't we? But we're kept in perfect peace. Shalom, wholeness, completeness, fullness of peace. That's a Jewish greeting. We have the peace of God. We have the others on the other side. We got Satan trying to run through and give chaos in our lives. So that we look at people in an unpeaceful fashion. The original text in Hebrew, in Isaiah, said, be kept in shalom, shalom. So be kept in wholeness, completeness, fullness of peace. The word shalom appears twice. Means a double portion. God has a double portion for us if we just accept it. If we just ask Him. And I know we're some stubborn people, aren't we? We have a problem sometimes just going, God, give it to me. I'm here. I'm waiting. Amen. So sometimes we think that single portion might be enough. But God wants to pour it out double on you. He wants to give you a double portion of peace in their lives. Amen. Give you a portion of peace. More peace. Amen. Perfect peace. And here's the thing. Peace that God talks about doesn't mean that we're not going to have troubles. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. Amen. It doesn't mean that nothing breaks in the house. It doesn't mean the kitty don't tear something up. It don't mean the kids don't beat each other up or flood the bathroom every time they take a bath. It don't mean that, does it? It doesn't mean to get on your spouse's nerves and let it go. Peace isn't found in the absence of problems. Peace is found, true peace, is found in the presence of God through all those problems. Amen? Peace is God's presence, God's perspective, God's assurance, even in the middle of the issues that we're dealing with. Even in the chaos that Satan tries to throw our way. Amen? Even in the middle of our problems. We have to have peace when the marriage sucks. We have peace. We have to have peace when our child might be on drugs. We have to have peace when we might be betrayed or something. We definitely have to have peace when our body's hurt. Amen. I can attest to that. We had to have peace during this pandemic for us to live by. We have to have it when we're sick. We have to have peace even when we're paying bills. Amen. But how do we do that? How do we get that peace? How do we get that peace that we can live through? Amen. The battle for peace begins where? Where? It don't begin outside somewhere, does it? It begins in our mind. It begins in our brain. It begins in our thoughts. Amen. Anyone else have a war in your mind? Anybody else ever fought a battle in your mind? Believe what God says, though. Believe it. It's hard for us sometimes, isn't it? It's hard for us sometimes. But believe that we got that double portion that God is offering us. Believe us that if we get our minds prepared, we can deal with that peace and those troubles a whole lot easier and a whole lot better than what we can on our own. Amen. Isaiah 26:3 NLT says, You will keep in perfect peace all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Who? Everybody. All whose thoughts are fixed on you. And I think version of this verse says this. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast. Ooh, that sounds good, don't it? That means the same as all whose thoughts are fixed on you. All whose minds are steadfast. Steadfast. You notice Isaiah doesn't say perfect peace for all whose minds. Let me restart that statement. You notice that Isaiah doesn't say perfect peace for all whose minds are fixed on CNN, Fox News. What else we got? OAN, that's another news company. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I said that right that time. You got all those. Oh, I forgot that last one. TikTok. Amen. Perfect peace is not on the minds when you're settled back. Are they? Does it say you got perfect peace when you're fixed on the future? When you got financial problems? When you get bad news from a doctor? Amen. We got fixed. We got to be fixed on Jesus. We got to be steadfast on God. Amen. Another word to say now, to lean on completely, to rest or fully rest oneself. You'll be kept in perfect peace when our minds are leaning on God. Perfect peace. Thoughts resting on God's unfailing promises. That's when we will be in perfect peace in our heart, our mind, and our soul. Amen. What's your mind fixed on today? This cute girl or guy at the gym? Last week's sermon, maybe? The car that you might want to be by? The house that you might want to be by? The job that you're trying to improve? What's your mind fixed on? What consumes our minds? Amen. Because what consumes our minds consumes all of our thoughts and desires. Amen. What do you drift on? What do you focus on through your mind? Do you have financial worries, political division, COVID, which we're coming out of, fears? Some people, I heard in the news the other day, said that we're getting ready to go back into a bad part of the pandemic. So even though they're releasing all the restrictions, it's still not going to go away completely. So are you letting Satan work on you with those fears of COVID? Oh, sorry. What's going wrong? What could go wrong? We can't dread what's going to happen in our lives. That's not peace, is it? That's not peace that God speaks of. We got a friend that drives us crazy. We got social media that drives us crazy. Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. New Living Translation says this. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Then the God of peace will be with you. Mm-mm. I don't know about you, but that doesn't tell me to think about the negative things that Satan's trying to destroy our life and our world with to get me at peace, does it? It says, think on thoughts that are true, honorable, right, and pure, lovely, admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And then God, the God of peace, will be with us. I don't know about you, but my God is good. How about yours? His promises are true. From the time that He wrote them back in those books, all the way through today, until the end of time. Amen? His word never fails. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Amen? When I'm lost, He is my guide. When I'm weak, He is my strength. When I'm hurting, He is my comforter. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. No other name. Amen. No other name that Satan tried to get you lied about. But Jesus' name only. Amen. This is a peace that won't make sense to those that don't know Jesus. They'll think we're crazy. Matter of fact, I probably had some friends tell me I was crazy for what I'm doing. Some of them might still be here today. But Satan tries to get us fooled like that, don't he? He tries to get us outside of that wheel because they don't understand what the true peace of God can do for us when we accept Jesus as a relationship. John 14:27 says this: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let my hearts be troubled, and do not be what? Afraid." Do not be afraid. Jesus said, "My peace I will give you." He's not giving you a peace, is he? He's not giving me a peace. He's given us his peace. Jesus' peace. My peace. Amen. When did he promise his peace? In John 14. Night before his suffering. Night before he went through a lot of problems, didn't he? He promised his peace for us. His peace is not found absence of problems, but in the presence of God. Amen. You had disciples on the boat. What happened? Big storm blew up. Amen. What happened? The disciples freak out. Go run like crazy. Jesus said, "I'm sleeping." He was sleeping through all that craziness. The disciples going nuts. Amen. There's two storms that day. In reality, one outside and one inside. Ones on the inside are often worse, aren't they? Ones on the inside of us are often worse. Don't you even care if we drown? That's what they were saying. Don't you even care if we drown? Do you not love me? And Jesus said, "Peace, be still." What? Be still? Peace. Be still. Can't speak about what we don't have, can we? The disciples couldn't speak about what they didn't have because they didn't have any peace at that moment. Until God said, "Speak, chill, peace be still." Jesus, who is our peace, give us his peace, gives you his peace. And the key in perfect peace, we must fix our mind on him daily, hourly, secondly. Amen. Because if not, Satan will destroy whatever relationship and peace we have with him. Amen. For years, we might have believed that, but rarely experienced it. We got to train our mind. Amen. Not occasionally, but all day. The first day, every day, all day, all night. We have to train our mind that the peace is coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus. We got to praise God no matter what we're going through, no matter what troubles we're having. Amen. We got to praise him easily when things are good. We got a peaceful, easy feeling, don't we? But guess what? We got to praise him and have a peace with him even when things are troubled, even when we're having issues and problems within our households. Amen. Within our churches, within our families, within our schools, within our workplaces. We still got to praise him for bringing peace to us. We got to bring him real praise. And real praise is which we praise him in the middle of the storms that we're going through. Not just in the good time, but in the middle of the bad times. Amen. We got to keep that praise that the devil hates. That's the type of praise and peace that God can give us, is when we keep the one that the devil hates. Kind of praise that makes demons flee. That still happens. Amen. And as we're celebrating this time of year, we got to welcome a baby to earth. The baby Jesus to earth. Angels welcoming a hero from heaven, didn't he? To heaven. They have perfect peace. He gives perfect peace to us. All we got to do is ask for it. That's the blessing in God, that He'll give us a double portion just for asking. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the what of God? And the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard up your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's the peace of God, not world peace. Amen? It's the peace of God, not Satan's peace that he's trying to fool you with. The world can't give it to you. Amen? And also the world can't take it away. Amen? It's a peace that only comes from God and from Jesus. Peace isn't found in the absence of problems. Peace is found in the presence of God. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you again for getting Bonnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, for your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessings and the message that you've given us today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the peace that you want to double portion us with, Lord. Shalom, shalom. Lord, we ask you, Lord, just to give it to each one of us here today, Jesus. Lord, that we would just bask in it today, Jesus. Lord, that when we leave, Lord, when we run into somebody, Lord, that they'll see it running over and want to know what's different about us today, Lord. How much, why we're a little bit calmer today, Lord, than we were, Lord. Lord, we know that comes from your perfect peace, Lord. Lord, nothing, Lord, I repeat, nothing that we can do, but only what you and Jesus can do through us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the baby that you give us all those years ago, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the love nugget that you sent down to us, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just be with us till the next point in time. In your name I pray. And everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Oh, we got another song. I forgot. We do have another song.